This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. It's good to have you along for a short time today. I'm talking again about anger. There are two ways that people usually deal with anger. Some people repress it. For whatever reason, they don't really want people to know they're angry, or they don't know how to express these feelings in a healthy way, so they bottle it up. It can be bottled up for years. On the outside, they look very cool, calm and collected, but on the inside, they're churning with emotion, and it's just a matter of time before these accumulated pressures of life become too much. And all of a sudden, when a person is least expecting it, they explode with this unexpected temper tantrum. Well, King Saul was just like that in the Old Testament, 1 Samuel 20. We read that one day he was eating dinner with Jonathan, and he says calmly to Jonathan, "Where's David? He wasn't here for dinner last night or today." And when Jonathan said that, David went home. All of a sudden, the king exploded with anger. "Don't I know that you've sided with the son of Jesse to your own shame and to the shame of your mother?" And Jonathan, as he sat there, must have thought, wow, where did that come from? The anger just suddenly exploded. So you have people like Saul who repress their anger, and then all of a sudden it comes out. And then there are people who freely express their anger at every opportunity. And these are the kind of people where you have to walk on eggshells, as we say, because you're never quite sure when they're going to explode. I talked yesterday about Cain and Abel. Here's a great illustration. Cain, he wore his heart on his sleeve. He freely expressed his anger. He just let those emotions show through. And God said to Cain, he said, "Cain, why are you getting so angry?" I think it's a fair enough question. And all God did was to point out an area in Cain's life he needed to improve, and that was fair enough. God does that. It was Will Rogers who said, "People who fly into a rage seldom make a good landing." Well, it's true. When you get irritated, you've got to ask, is this really a big deal? What am I getting worked up about? Every minute, every 60 seconds you're angry, you lose 60 seconds of happiness. Is this little thing that's bothering me worth giving up my happiness for? Now, most of the time, I guess the answer is no, it's not really worth it. So we need to be able to take constructive criticism without flying off the handle. I mean, it's sure we're going to get criticized somehow. If you're working, your employer will perhaps say something about doing a better job, or your wife, your husband will perhaps say something. And so you need to be able to take it without overreacting. So it's not interesting to see that Cain didn't take criticism very well. He really held on to his anger. And in this Bible part I'm looking at, God said, "Look, you better get a handle on this. Sin is crouching at the door, and it desires to have you." Well, this idea of crouching was just an ancient illustration. Describe a demon crouching at the door of a city waiting to come in. So anger was there. So when you get angry, you can either repress it or express it. But the healthiest way, I think, is to confess it. You talk to God and you tell God, you unload your backpack of burdens at the feet of God. In the Psalms, in the Old Testament, David wrote when he was really angry. They can read that in Psalm 3, verse 7. He really got wound up. And yet there are times when he cools down. In Proverbs, it says that a fool gives full vent to his anger, but a wise man keeps himself under control. Well, Cain was a fool. Really, there was no other word for it. Instead of listening to what God said, Cain hung on to his anger. He took all his frustrations out on Abel. He said, "Let's go out to the field." So here was something going on. A premeditated murder was about to happen. He murdered Abel in cold blood. What a terrible thing. And when God asked him where Abel was, Cain lied. "I don't know," he said. "What's it got to do with me? Am I my brother's keeper?" So Cain was deceitful. And the most amazing thing about this story is that God gave him a second chance. The fact of the matter is, of course, that we do deserve God's judgment. We've sinned. We've come short of the glory of God. And every day is another chance to live for God. Well, dear Lord, may we think about that lesson, Cain and Abel. May we restrain our anger in a sensible way. Amen.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.